I know if you stayed, you enjoyed the fellowship that we had together, and it's an encouragement to me that folks are committed enough to stay and be with each other, and then you know come back for an afternoon service, and I appreciate that very much. I said this was going to be short, and I'm going to keep this very simple. We've been talking in our Sunday morning series about 1 John, which is all about what does it really mean to know God. And I heard a story Friday that was on that topic that was a challenge to me. I mean, it really kind of hit me, and I thought I would just share it with you. That sounds kind of mysterious. I'll explain what I mean. I spent most of the time Thursday and Friday at Stonecrest Hospital in Smyrna with my dad. And then he was released Friday afternoon. And I was on my way home. And I ended up getting stuck in traffic for, it took me like an hour and a half to get home. And so I listened to a, on the, while I was waiting, I listened to a podcast. Now, some of you may not know what a podcast is. It's like a pre-recorded radio program that you can listen to whenever you want to, okay? And there's this podcast that I've just started listening to. I've listened to 5 or 6 episodes. And I'm not going to mention the name of the podcast. I'm not going to mention any of the name of the people, because anytime we lift up somebody who's a human, we're lifting up somebody who's a flawed person, just like we're all flawed people. If I'm going to lift up anybody, it's going to be Jesus. But by sharing experiences from all of us who are flawed, I think we can encourage and challenge each other. And that's what happened Friday. This particular podcast is hosted by a college basketball analyst and a college baseball analyst. And I didn't know the baseball analyst, but the basketball analyst is my favorite. I watch a lot of college basketball, and he's my favorite basketball analyst, not just because he's a basketball analyst, but because I've read some of his stuff outside of basketball, and I just appreciate some of the things that he stands for. And this podcast is a series of interviews with individuals who are in the sports world who are Christians, and he interviews them about their walk of faith, you know, in the midst of a line of business that is largely not Christian. And in this particular episode, he was interviewing a basketball coach. If I said the name of this basketball coach, many of you would know who I'm talking about. But he said the name of a basketball coach, and he shared a story before the interview. He shared a story about this basketball coach, about an example of something that this coach had done that he thought was an example of you know what Christians should be about. He was talking about a mutual friend of theirs who was also a basketball analyst who has recently gone through a very extended cancer struggle. Many rounds of treatment, chemotherapy. And was talking about this particular basketball coach had sent this mutual friend a text message prayer every day that he was in going through treatment. That was the background before he'd even gotten on the line with the coach, just kind of saying, like, this is just something I look at and go, I need to be more like that. So anyway, so he does the interview, and one of the questions early on was, just talk to us about how your walk with Christ began and what it's been like over the years as a basketball coach. And it went a direction that I didn't really expect, because he said, you know, I grew up going to church, which a lot of us can relate to. I grew up going to church. When I got into college and then out of college, and I was a player, and then I got into coaching, and I began to have some success with coaching, and I got married, and I had children, and life got busy, and I began to disconnect from church. I began to disconnect from God. I was not as dedicated as I should have been. And he said, looking back on this, he said, I can tell you that I at that point in my life, I knew a lot about God, but I didn't know God. And I immediately perked up when I heard that. I'm like, well, we're studying about knowing God. That's what this whole study is about. He said, I didn't know God. And so the interviewer said, well, how did you make a pivot? You know, what led you to that realization, and how did you make a pivot? And what he said next really struck me. He said that his daughter, I don't know how old his daughter was at the time. I don't know. But he said his daughter basically staged an intervention for him. Now, not because of an addiction to anything, but because of his lack of spiritual life. And confronted him in front of the whole family and said, Dad, we're worried for your soul. If you don't make a change, you're going to be lost. Wow. And then he said his reaction to that, though, was instead of realization, it was defiance. He said, I got very defensive. I was defiant. I kept coming up with excuses. And he said, but every single word she said was 100% correct. But he said, at almost the same time, he said, a minister came to him. I don't know if they were working together or not. He didn't allude to that. But he just said a minister came to him and said, if you were to die today, there would be thousands of people who would say incredible things about you because of your success in coaching, who would say incredible things about you, and none of them would know the real you and how much of a liar they all were. Wow, right? So he's saying that, I'm thinking about Galatians 6, where if you see somebody who's fallen away, you reach out and you pull them back, and I'm thinking, that's living that out, right? Well, then the next question is where it really kind of hit home, the challenge part of this. I mean, because it said, you know, I knew a lot about God, but I didn't know God. And we say that, I was thinking about when we were going through those I am statements, if you remember those, so many of those, he's talking to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, as far as outward appearance, they were living their righteousness, right? I mean, they were doing lots of things, following the commands, but Jesus kept telling them, you don't know the Father because you don't know me. Because they were doing it to earn something, and they felt like they knew a lot about God and were doing a lot of things, but they were really just going through the motions. They did not know God. And so that part resonated with me, thinking about what Jesus had to say to the Pharisees. And you know what we studied this morning about, you know, the world doesn't know us because the world doesn't know him. But then he said, the interviewer said, well, how did you pivot from that? And I, looking back on the way he answered that, I was thinking this, that I believe it's human nature that when we have a problem, we want a quick fix. That's why self-help books sell so well, right? You know, if I want to lose weight or get healthier, or I want a better job, or I want to be happy or whatever, I want something that gives me, do these three quick things and it's all going to be solved, right? That's what, I think that's human nature, right? I mean, Miss Kim's having shoulder surgery tomorrow. I have a feeling I'm not too far behind you because I can only lift my arm this high. And I would love it if somebody would give me a piece of paper and say, if you just do these three exercises, your shoulder's going to be back like it was new. That's probably not going to happen, right? But anyway, so how did you turn it around? How did you change? How did you take that moment where you've been confronted by your daughter, you had been confronted by your minister, and how did you make a pivot? And he said, I stepped back and I started thinking about not knowing God. And I started realizing that if I'm really going to have a relationship with him, I have to spend time with him every day. And I'm like, that's the opposite of the quick fix, right? The thinking that if I just do these three things, it's all going to get taken care of. That's a commitment, right? To say, every day that I wake up on this earth, I'm going to spend time with the Father. And he said, It wasn't an immediate, like, I had it all. I've had to mature in that as I've gotten older. But he said, I try every day that I get up to say, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to read, I'm going to pray, I'm going to study, I'm going to reach out to a brother or sister who's struggling, I'm going to ingest something, I'm going to do something, but I'm going to do this every day. And he made a comment, he said, all of us universally are too busy to do it, right? To make that time, to do that every day. And the easy thing to do is to get in the mindset to go, when I get time, then I'm going to do it. But he said, you have to make a decision at some point that I'm going to make time. And I'm going to make the relationship a priority. And I'm going to spend some time every day. You can't have a relationship with someone that you don't spend time with. And I'm like, this is what we've been studying, right? This is what we've been studying. And I needed to hear that from someone. And it didn't matter that it was a basketball coach that I watch, coach. It doesn't matter, just from someone who's going through the struggles of life, who allowed their relationship with God to become disconnected and said, there wasn't a quick fix. I had to make a decision that I'm going to spend time with God every single day. Not once a week, not once a month, every single day. And I thought, that's exactly what John is like. This is your life. If you want to know if you have a relationship with the Father, look at what you're doing every day. Are you living out your righteousness? Or does your life say, I'm still living for the ruler of this earth? I'm still living for myself. And I took that as a challenge to say, am I willing to make the investment to say I'm going to spend time with my God every day? Because this is not an academic pursuit. Yes, I'm all about studying Scripture. And one of my missions in life is to encourage people to be more invested in the Word. But it can never be an end to itself. There's a reason why we learn, so that we can have a relationship. Jesus was teaching, I want to have a relationship with you. And if we're going to have a relationship with someone, we have to spend time with them. And that really challenged me this week. And I hope that can be an encouragement to you as well, to think, the practical part of this, of what John is teaching, is that every day we have to get up and make a decision of what we're going to do with our day. What am I going to do with my day? And can we all make a commitment to say, I'm going to put at the top of that priority list that I'm going to spend some time with the Savior. May not all look the same every day, may not look the same from person to person, but I'm going to make a priority to spend a little time with the Savior every day, so that we can truly be able to say, we know that we know Him. We know that we know Him. We know that we know Him. I've already offered the invitation once today, but the invitation is always open. It's always open. Whether you need to respond to the gospel message and say, I'm going to choose Him to be my master, or you need encouragement, you need prayers. There's something that you need to share with the congregation, a challenge that you're facing. If there's anything we can do, please come while we sing our invitation song.